fourth hour of the show. And now we continue with more and more bands. Up next, live in studio, Romok.
Bye. tonight to Bean Rosso. Disbelievers getting hustled into prayer. But where is the border where Rosso begins and the river to Rosso expands? Where bonfires stand burning on the shores of southern countries. Oh, what a night to be in Rosso. Disbelievers getting hustled into prayer. But where is the border where Rosso begins and the river to Rosso expands? Where bonfires stand burning on the shores of southern countries. But wait, those banks are Rosso too, keeping vigil on a sexless moon inside a traveling room built for two. The night began before the night began before the night began. Six men to a chair all the way there. We arrived and there were 100 others waiting for us across the square. They took us out to a show along perfidious roads. I held the back of the line. Tonight, I will be the vine. But there's a moment of despair over what we are shown. They said, we have always lived here. What could you fear of our home? So I commit myself to the night's parade along the alleyways from which they stole their name. But we were framed. This possession ran in circles to its source, and it traced back to Eudora, not set upon by force, but with blood on the streets, not held by a glance. The mystic Mula gave us romance, but it was fleeting, and so we pawned our bleeding sheets, traded chapters until dawn. The kissing bugs were hissing like infants as they spawned, but then the temple collapsed, and we ran for the stall. If it sounds like Saturnalia, it was a week shy, but that's all, as every star erupted to reveal infinite space, the glowing faces of its patrons. Now seen in flames, the cavalry became the city's tenants. We observed from up high, and any sights we had seen, its doppelgangers try not to know that any map could show the city borders on itself. We simply waited for an exit, and then we helped ourselves to the same prying eyes. At the end of the raid, the other witnesses balk as they wait, unamazed, saying that I was dead before I was born. So I guess that means that I know exactly what is waiting in store. First, they will hang the rider. Then they will hang his horse. Then they will hang around to see if it gets worse. But there stands Paris on the mountain. There stands Paris on the mountain, looking down.
Scavengers on the crow's nest highway, beggars beneath the canyon rails. They call it a play, but it was just a nap.
Time we played Thunderbird Radio Hell was about 2.5 years ago, and after we played, we mastered all the songs and sold it as our only album. So thanks, Ben, for recording us. You're the best producer. No, I really liked Jay's recordings too. But you both did a great job. We're going to play one more song because I think you're probably running over. This is a short one. This is based on a film called Dark Manhattan, which I recently tracked down a copy of.
So once we step into the space age, we'll be projecting that onto us at the zoo shop every Friday. The song is called Black Manhattan.
CITR. Thank you, guys. I will chat with, I don't know, maybe all of you in Studio A in a bit. Coming up next, Catamaran and then Shering Pinks. Stick around. This is 24 hours of live from Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Oh, a fist. The backup singers have to sing. You've got the blue book mob. Now take her for a spin and say, your hands set 10-2. The vinyl seats and windows down, the carpet's clean. Take the cigarette from the pack and come on, daddy, light that thing. Haley sandwich, did you make it for the pigeons in the park? And you know all her songs are safe and not just sweet when she stops saying, validate. Validation, baby. It sounds like these I miss when backup singers had to sing. You traded in your love for plastic and a diamond ring. Come on, who cares? That's right, I said it and you're never gonna sing again. Hey, this left hand, will you take it? Put it to your lips and smile. You know all these songs are empty. All my wasted words have meaning. Validate.
Oh, baby!
Validation, baby.
Okay, that was
It's Apollo Ghosts.
That was Apollo Ghost.
That's the name of that band.
Apollo Ghost.
I know a thing or two about them.
Ah!
Oh yeah. So I'm. Are you okay?
No.
Turn it down.
Oh. Now your phone's ringing.
Oh, this is
radio fun.
That's
mine.
Okay, I'm good. No, that was mine. I'm good.
Well, that's mine.
Okay, I am joined now from Romark, Patrick.
Just Patrick
and Jared.
I think we agreed to change our name to Mexico Ranger.
No,
we heard it was available.
No one took Mexico Ranger. And then later Stan Trapez is going to perform. It's going to be great.
Mexico Roger is playing tonight. I messed up in type. Yeah, and I did also aunts and uncle instead of aunts and uncles.
Oh boy,
you and your pronunciation humor, Ben.
Yeah.
Did No Band play earlier?
Yeah.
How did that go?
It went well. It was great.
Cool.
Was great.
I haven't seen him yet.
It was great when No Band played.
Yeah, I know that was the joke too because people thought there was No Band playing for an hour. Yeah.
People thought you actually listed No Band.
Yeah.
When I think of Chris Martel playing, I always imagine him in a cape like Bill Bruford.
Actually, but he was.
In tights.
But he was, though.
Dedicating every song to his spirit friends.
Where's the rest of our band?
I don't know. There's a lot
of
them.
Comics man Tom Whelan.
They don't.
They all just started eating chips.
So, for Apollo Ghost, somebody was talking about Thunder Bay. I think SSRIs were talking about. I think it was named after the Apollo, whatever it is.
It was, yeah. The Apollo is one of the greatest venues in one of the worst towns.
Yeah.
That's not that bar, the haunted bar, is it?
Yes, the haunted bar.
Oh, God, I've stayed there.
You arrive, it's like you drive.
Why was it haunted?
That's where the name comes from, apparently. Yeah. It's haunted.
Did you see some?
I didn't.
I stayed there a few years ago, and... there's peepholes in all the walls. There's three rooms for bands to sleep in, but there's peepholes in all of them, so you can spy on everyone else.
When we were there, the added bonus was all the power was gone and all the hot water. But
when I was there, with Jeff, OK Vancouver, OK, and he stayed up all night staring at me. He just sat across the room from me and never blinked. He just stared at me, and I would put on my sunglasses to try and hide.
I don't know that says so much about the Apollo as much as it does about Jeff.
He got a rise out of me.
Yep. Jeff OK Vancouver OK, he was on the program about, what, 3-4 weeks ago?
And now he's married.
Yeah, now he's married. He came and played 2 songs and talked for the rest of the show. It's awesome. Because, like, the first time he came in, he didn't want to talk, so he just played the whole time. But the second time, I was like, Jeff, so you want to play another song? He's like, actually, not really. It's like, okay.
Did he talk about the Unabomber?
No, he didn't.
Oh, well, that's good. That was probably entertaining then.
He talked a lot about many things. And good on him. Now he is down in the States somewhere, probably.
Touring, yes. He sent me an email today asking when we could hang out. And
he's in the States.
Yeah, and he's going to Europe after the fact.
Yeah, so I just wrote back, where are you? Are you?
Yeah.
But, this has been a wonderful discussion about other bands.
And what I was going to get at is, Jarrett, now you play in Apollo Ghost sometimes?
For the time, I am playing with them.
You played a show at least? Or
yeah, we've actually recorded something already. We have a new 7-inch coming out that I play on. But yeah, I mean, just picking up for a while, it's... I put out some records. Favorite band of mine. Good people.
Yeah, you played in. You played many things, including.
I played in too many things, but they're all.
I think
good.
Chris Horrific is asking you to play something.
Yeah, but that Chris Horrific, the way Chris Horrific works, Chris Horrific also asked Patrick.
Yeah, I think Chris backing Ben.
Oh yes,
I think Patrick got 15 minutes less notice than me, which means Patrick got what, a day's notice.
Yeah,
not even.
That's how you're in Chris Horrific's band.
And now we're joined by Tom.
Tom, we're going to share the mic.
Drummer of Romok.
Hi.
I don't know. So, do you guys have any exciting shows coming up?
Yes, we have a lot of festival dates coming up this summer.
We're a festival band.
Get your wristbands. We'll be playing the Weird Canada Fest.
Oh yeah, yeah.
At the end of May.
Do you know what is that about? Do you know?
Yes, it's through Weird Canada, which is an excellent music website. It just won CBC Radio 3's best internet website.
Yeah best music website. In
best internet website.
Best internet website.
Category for internet website.
It beat Google, eBay,
as opposed
Weird
to cue card websites and.
They've done it
a couple of years. So this year they expanded. The first year they did one. Last year they did two. So this year they're doing Edmonton and Calgary and Vancouver. And so there's like local support in all the cities, and then a touring festival. So we're part of the touring festival. So we're playing all the shows. There's like Red Mass and Long.
So are you playing in Edmonton? So you're doing?
Yeah, we're doing all three. Romok and Manic Attracts are the two from Vancouver.
Is the full band going, or just because sometimes Romok? Sometimes Romok is just Patrick plus a sock.
Over the years, we've... that's true. Over the years, we've upsized and downsized.
Yeah.
But I think that we have a pretty stable lineup these days. Yeah. And it's
to ditch the string section.
I think that's going to change, actually.
Oh, okay.
And there was a time that the Romok, the full version, is called the Romok Electric Band or something.
Yeah, and I think it still is. I don't know. We don't use that moniker often, but I'm stressing out and losing sleep over. We're putting out a 10-inch or 12-inch record, but not. The point is, it's not a full record. It's got songs, but it's not.
Don't get confused when you listen to 8 songs. Magical, go, wow, that's a full record.
No, it's not.
Yeah. So it's a magical 10-inch that you just get a 12-inch. You just cut off, shave off the.
You
side.
Cut 2 inches off yourself. Yeah.
Perforated edges. Yeah.
You make the start of the song.
Yeah. You can make it like a blade.
This has nothing to do with anything. Sorry, but I just found out today. I was reading about this record, this old timey record that was a horse race record, and where you put the needle down determined which horse won the race.
Melted in the sun.
Oh, because that is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life, and I immediately wanted to track it down. And Aaron, like,
we just joined another member of Romok. Yeah. Aaron, slowly but surely, everyone will be here. Sorry. How does it work?
Aaron,
it's not one single groove for the whole record.
It's actually a bunch of locked grooves.
Of independent locked grooves. And so, depending on where you put the record, you've selected randomly one of like 3 or 4 different possibilities.
So how did you, like, so the person calling it would say this hot, like,
yeah.
So it's different every time. Well, not different every time you listen to it, but...
Well, many, a world of possibilities. Yeah. Choose your own racehorse
adventure.
But
was the purpose? Like, who put it out, and what was the purpose? Other than just being...
It was put out as, like, a game, like a horse racing game, where you'd place bets.
Oh.
You'd
have...
It's like a DVD adventure Seinfeld thing.
Yeah.
After you play it like once or twice, wouldn't you know which groove wins which race, and you could rate the whole thing?
Just steal from your friends.
Super turntable expert, you could...
Yeah. really track it down.
We should. Oh man, that sounds.
Don't look at him. That's what he
flavor
wants
right now, Aaron. That I can sense off you, like
I've been eating
midnight barbecue.
Chips.
Yeah. We got some chips for you know for
the bag was just being passed around.
Yeah.
Well, moving along, the band is still the Electric Band.
Yes. Right.
But we have a lot of stuff coming out. Hopefully by the end of the year, one with the full band, which is the Electric Band, mm-hmm. and then a cassette of music that is more solo. One side is folk, and one is conga drum, like 50s beatnik
conga drum
music.
Huh?
It'll be good.
Yeah.
Beatnik,
really. It's beatnik crime cassette. All the songs are crime narratives, and
like what kind? Real crime or
there's some true crime and some. Fantasy crime.
Yeah. That's coming out on Scotch tapes.
I hope so. Yeah. Hopefully, it's coming out on Scotch tapes.
What Scotch tapes?
I'll let Jared do that.
What Scotch tapes?
Yeah.
You know Scotch tapes? It's a tape label from Botchewana Bay, Ontario, run by this wonderful guy, Al.
I don't know. It's tape.
Oh,
it's only
great.
Tapes.
He does. No, he does other stuff too. He's done like he recently did a Shearing Pink 7-inch and stuff like that.
He put out that Apollo Ghosts.
Oh yeah,
cassette.
Okay, last year.
He's a really supportive, great guy. He's put out a lot of rare stuff this year. He did like a grown-ups ET-shaped lathe, things like this.
Yeah.
But he's really a fantastic fella. Puts out a lot of good stuff. Yeah, he's a fisherman. He just goes away on boats. Sometimes I'll write to him, and then he won't write me back for 2 weeks, and then apologize because he's been out on the boat.
Is he like a younger gentleman or older, or is
a little bit older? I think I talk. He's my internet bud, but I haven't met him. But he's coming to Weird Fest, so I'm gonna meet him then.
We also have that 7-inch on Mammoth Cave as well.
Oh yeah, and we're on that Bloodstains Across British Columbia 7-inch on our
just got repressed.
Mammoth Cave. Yeah, getting
it's
repressed.
Sold out.
There you go.
So good.
We got a really hot track on there.
Oh,
hot
yeah.
cut.
Yeah.
How? Who recorded that?
Jesse Taylor.
Oh,
from Shearing Pinks and Twin Crystals.
Amazing.
In Night Prison.
Sweet guy.
Yeah, wonderful man.
Sweetest guy.
Yeah, he should be here at some point.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, if he's not here already, but so you said you're playing the festival circuit. So is there any show after that?
And they're playing Music Waste. Can you guys play? All right, it's a Wednesday night at the Anza Club. It might go kind of late. We all work. I work at 5 in the morning.
Playing. There you go. So
you're playing Music Waste, but I thought like the lineup is in the.
No, that we're good for that. We're playing Music Waste, the Psych Night, and Music Waste.
It's not like it's in a sequel.
We're playing on Monday for our friend Gord's.
Yes.
At the Biltmore, it's a benefit. For I don't even know Japanese animals. Is as far as I got.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser for animals who have been dispossessed by the hurricane.
Can you do a cover song just for fun? The same one you did. Some Jim Blossoms. You guys did play the
James Bond.
No, the Jim Blossoms. The CITL Fun Drive show. CITL Fun Drive show where you played Jim Blossoms and what was the other one?
Matthew Sweet.
Oh yeah, sick. Yeah. That's good too.
That's the best.
Yeah, that is the best.
It was funny how I had no nostalgia for those songs whatsoever because I'm a child of the 90s.
Yeah, Tom is 17 years old, so he was probably 4 or 3 when those songs came out.
I don't remember that.
I was really excited about this, but you know, one seemed to be until I showed them the show and Darren and all those people. Really, it was. They have a much more retro on my TV now, so they show videos from the 80s and the 90s. So it would just be anything from, you know, Pure to LED Peace to, you know, like Devo.
I love Pure.
Devo. Yeah. Devo. They play Pluto and Devo, and the next thing you know, like the Thong
Pluto.
Song. It's just all over the place.
All the hits.
Yeah.
Well, I hear that Jordy Birch is kind of a sleaze these days.
Who's Jordy Birch?
He's the singer from Pure. Vancouver.
Single Moolah Moolah. I think David has a 12-inch single of it with like 8 remixes of Moolah Moolah at the Zoo Shop.
I missed that one, I think. Go pick up records of that caliber at the Zoo Shop.
And
David's in Austin. He'll never know.
Yeah. And Jerry, you put up the you set up the bowling thing last year.
Yeah, not never again.
Never
I'll
again.
Catch you up right now. That will never happen.
It was an awesome
again.
Show though.
Nightmare.
That was as everyone who knows me knows, I'm a blowhard, and I always say the last time, and it was the worst. That was the actual worst.
Really.
And I stressed out the whole time. The bowling alley didn't like it. I'm done throwing shows. With that in mind, I'll be throwing a show June 9th for the city, but I am not doing it this year. I'm helping with Music Waste, though. I'm probably the weak link of a wonderful group of people. I was away for all the hard stuff they had to do. But, I mean, it's a really good festival this year, but no bowling. If you want to go bowling, just go bowling, and I'll make you a mix. I'll email it to you. geographynerd@gmail.com, and I'll email you a mix to go bowling to.
Sweet.
I'm going to take you up on that.
Sweet,
yeah,
please do.
Sweet. So, yeah, show on Monday at the Biltmore with Phi Miss is playing. There is Rick Wright's Hair is playing.
Marcus Naslund.
Marcus Naslund. There's like seven bands.
I'm done after that of remembering.
Shane Turner Overdrive.
It's, but he has a new name.
Oh, no.
Sciences?
Sciences, yes.
And yeah. Alex Hudson. Is playing as Rec Center.
Rec Center, good job, okay. Good job, good memory. Yeah, so much. Yeah, that's for a good cause.
Yes, it's for Gord.
For Gord.
Whatever Gord wants, Gord gets.
So yeah,
I heard some funny stories about Gord from last week.
Oh, do tell.
Welcome to the CITR Gossip Show. Come up next, Catamaran. But until then,
no. I'll let Jay talk about that at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, Gord is, I don't know, just a. I don't know.
He's relevant. He was in this band briefly.
Yeah.
He replaced me when I quit in a huff.
Yeah. So he played bass.
Yeah.
And then I came back.
Yeah.
Also in a huff.
Gordon and I
always in a
huff. Gordon and I are friends.
Yeah. Sweet. So Music Waste. Also, anything else coming up?
Sled Island.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Jeez. You are doing this circuit. What the hell?
SonicBids.com, the band. Yeah. That's us. Yeah, so that's our schedule pretty much.
RZA's going to be playing with us, I think, this year.
I know who we're playing with, but I don't think I'm allowed to say.
Have you guys done the... Have you guys done the Sled Island?
Talking to him. Yeah, mystery bands. They're all let me tell you, it's pretty hot.
We're playing Sled Island with a band who hasn't played a show before.
So is that true?
Nobody's heard. Well, you told me this.
No.
It sounds like they started without us.
No, this is soundcheck.
Okay, good.
It's Tanetta.
Yeah, we're playing with... No.
But have
I
you,
don't know.
Have you been to Sled Island? Have you been...
No, I hear that... can I swear at this hour?
Anyone who has children, please turn off your computer.
I don't know. It sounds like a coked out nightmare. Sled Island.
That's why you're entering, though.
Yeah, that's why we went.
That's why we're going.
Yeah. We're in it for the coke.
We love coked out nightmares.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's Calgary. I don't know. It just.
I'm excited. Just to, I've never gone, and I have a lot of we have a lot of friends and bands that are in that area. So it'd be nice to see them, play with them, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Why not?
All these rashes on my hands.
How do you? So is the whole band coming for that too, or some of it?
I think we're pretty much all going. I think. Can't go.
How like, can you all fit in a van or something?
Well, we're gonna find that out come May.
A lot of Greece.
Yeah.
Because it's a long 12-hour drive.
12 hours.
Yeah.
Cutting it pretty fine there.
I did it for hours, yeah. You gotta go pretty fast, but you know, you can do it.
What do you like in Calgary?
What do I like in Calgary? I don't know. You know what? I'm not a huge Calgary
fan. It's not great, is it?
Yeah, it's okay. Like, I can...
I mean, it's fun during Sled Island. But
it's fun during Sled Island, but still, like, I walk. Like, the venues, I mean, there's only so much you can do because... It's Calgary. Like, you have to walk between a lot of them. Some of them are really far.
Yeah.
And as I was walking, I walked right into, like, three girls, like, fighting, trying to get into a club, like a Granville-style club, bar, and then they're, like, hair pulling.
Chris Herpick is somewhere tapping his fingers together.
But it's not. It's
bulging
like,
his eyes.
It's just, like, it's not fun like that, though. It's, I don't know, it's kind of creepy.
I don't know. Wherever there's girls fighting, that's the city for me.
That's the city for you.
That's my bus!
Remember that?
The day shows are funny. You can, you know, you can get drinks and have a, I don't know, have some meat if you like meat.
Yeah. We're going to go stay with Gord and drink all of his mom's beer.
Is he living with his mom?
I don't know. She just lives there as well. So I assume that we'll make a pit stop to take her beer.
What a baby.
The last time I see Gord, it was just in Calgary, he was just hanging out with women the whole time. It's like, oh, he's Gord with women. Like the band Woman.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're friends of his.
Yeah, hey, it's
Graham.
Exactly.
I heard they were fighting.
Graham from Anna is...
He's standing in a hallway. Graham sightings.
He's playing supposedly soon, but I think we're a bit behind. But I don't know. Has anyone been giving me the signal? Is Catamaran good to go? No, doesn't seem to be. But
no.
Is it that stroke?
Patrick, why don't you tell a story?
Well, I really want to go to the party across the hall. Yeah. There's a party for grads. That's me. I'm graduating.
Some guys. Oh no, they're not.
And there's just the hottest music.
I don't know.
It's a much music video dance party.
It's
in
pretty
there.
Much
the most girliest dude.
Do they still do that?
Coolio's Fantastic Voyage every hour on the hour.
Because it used to be Tom.
Go ahead. Story time.
There was a channel that
like, you know, videos. Schools can throw parties and much music.
I remember our school was too ghetto to afford a much music dance party. And it was like they just set up like a crappy TV from yeah. like the AV room and just like blasted tunes from like cheap turntables.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. So I think we are. Well, I got a heads up, but so thank you.
Thanks for Romok
and
thanks. And I'll see you in a little while. We'll see yeah. how you're doing.
Yeah. So thanks for coming out. I hope you had a great time and thanks for the insight on. On
whatever know, we
everything and go on Gore on Holocaust on Gore on Thunder Bay. What else did we talk about?
I just hope that can be our legacy always. Thanks for the yeah. insight on Gore.
Thanks for filling some time.
And I have a good show on Monday. I'll be there. I'm hosting.
Oh, okay.
You're going to be in a tux, right?
That's what I've
DJ? Assumed. On a DJ.
Yeah, I think someone's DJ. I don't know. Everyone's
Duncan's DJing.
Yeah, you can just knock him off. Right now, we are ready for the next band.
Massive Exotica.
Catamaran.
Catamaran stop live it. On CITR.
Catamaran. Ready?